Well, hello there and welcome to your Newsmax Daily for a busy Tuesday, March 26th, 2024. National Science Appreciation Day in the U.S. of A., which also marks the day that the polio vaccine was developed in 1953, saving countless lives. That is not a coincidence. They intentionally made National Science Appreciation Day on the day, the anniversary of the polio vaccine. One of the many, many landmark achievements that science and scientists have given to the world. After being ordered to pay $175 million yesterday, former President Donald J. Trump is becoming a lot wealthier today as Trump Media and Technology Group, owner of his Truth Social platform, officially began trading on the NASDAQ stock exchange this morning. As a result of its deal with Digital World Acquisition Corporation, which we have discussed before, and the haters are losing their minds. They are beside themselves due to what happened yesterday and the fact that Trump is getting richer today. More on that and the reaction to yesterday's court rulings in a moment. First, we do have a couple of major headlines from overnight.
We lost one of our sons today, and it is extremely painful. It's extremely painful.
That's New York City Mayor Eric Adams in a news conference last night after an NYPD officer was shot and killed by a career criminal while conducting a traffic stop in Queens, just outside of Manhattan. 31-year-old officer Jonathan Diller, a married man with a young child. His partner shot the suspect, who is expected to survive. I'm assuming his partner didn't empty the magazine.
It is the good guys against the bad guys. And these bad guys are violent. They carry guns. And the symbol of our public safety, which is that police uniform, they have a total disregard for.
I certainly wasn't expecting to start out today's daily with Mayor Eric Adams, but you just don't know what the day is going to bring. The suspect, as I mentioned, another scumbag thug that should not have been on the streets, and maybe in some other states he wouldn't have been on the streets. In Baltimore, Maryland, tragedy and disaster overnight after a cargo ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge that stretches over the beautiful Baltimore Harbor. There were workers on the bridge at the time, as well as vehicles. And at the time of this recording, two people had been rescued. Search and rescue efforts were continuing. And let's go back to New York. Yesterday, an appeals court said that former President Donald Trump would be allowed to post a $175 million bond to stave off a nearly $500 million civil judgment against him and the Trump Organization. A significant win for the former president, who spoke publicly in New York after the ruling.
Thank you very much. Judge Ed Gorin has done a terrible disservice to the state of New York. What he's done is terrible. Business is aflee. You see that? We just released a statement on Truth. Business is aflee and crime is flourishing all over the state. And what he's done is such a disservice and should never be allowed to happen again. New York State is being battered by his decision. So I greatly respect the decision of the appellate division, and I'll post either $175 million in cash or bonds or security or whatever is necessary very quickly within the 10 days. And I thank the appellate division for acting quickly. But Judge Engoron is a disgrace to this country, and this should not be allowed to happen. Thank you very much.
Donald Trump Jr., as you likely know, is the executive vice president of the Trump Organization, and he spoke about it with our Rob Schmidt.
Well, let's be real for a second. $175 million is still outrageous. The bond here should be zero. There's no crime. There's no victim. This should all be tossed out.
Clearly, Rob. I mean, $175 million when the alleged victim for the alleged crime is on the stand on behalf of us, saying not only were they paid back in full, but they made hundreds of billions of dollars. We never missed an interest payment. We never did this. This is nothing more than a political persecution. While obviously $175 million is a lot better than $500 million. I mean, it's funny money to New York State. That's the problem. It doesn't matter. It's still egregious. It's still ridiculous. But, you know, at least with $175 million, you can post that bond in cash. The reality is bonding companies for private businesses. They've never even heard of a $500 million bond. And again, especially when the alleged victim is testifying on your behalf, saying not only did they want to continue doing business with us, they wanted to do more business with us, and they used our business and our book of business as their feather in their cap for the other deals that they're working on. I mean, it's truly dystopian stuff, Rob.
It's funny, but it's not. You know, it's like you're watching this and you're like, this is all just such a joke. Happening. Yeah, but it's like, I mean, you have to laugh because at this point, it's like, do we really live in this society? Is this New York? I mean, it's so unserious. And the media reaction to the bond reduction was just as unserious and exactly what you would expect. Take a look at this.
Honestly, this is so infuriating. I don't even know what to do. I don't even know if I care what the process is that these judges are arriving at. This is a different process for this person. We have decided that he gets his own private court of justice. This is an absolute travesty. It would not happen for anybody else. Anybody else, it would be like, sorry, buddy, you lost. Pay up. For him, he gets his own set of rules.
So the narrative from the media is that the justice system is always on Trump's side and he always gets it easy. Imagine believing that.
It's so ridiculous. It's so, you know, confounding, Rob. I mean, you have liberal Columbia law professors out there saying, we've never even seen anything like this. Don't forget, the ruling from Engoron, the $500 million plus or minus original ruling, was already ruled on 6 months ago by the appellate division. They said that 2/3 of the entire thing that he was talking about was thrown out 6 months ago. So he just decided to ignore the higher court, the appellate division, and the great legal scholars on television are just conveniently ignoring all of that. So the ruling that they want is the one that just totally ignores the appellate division, not today, but 6 months ago that threw these things out. They're basically just reaffirming that, getting it back down to that number while we go through the appeals process. But that's how ridiculous it is. So, yeah, if people are pretending that this is somehow Trump getting his way in a justice system that's been clearly weaponized against him, against conservatives, against anyone who's, you know, a MAGA fan, just look at the DOJ targeting people who bought Bibles. We don't live in a system where there's any sort of even semblance of equal justice under the law. We live in a travesty of a society these days if we're still pretending that that is real.
Donald Trump Jr. on Rob Schmidt tonight. The guy on MSNBC said, if it were anybody else, they would say, sorry, buddy, you lost, pay up. Well, if it were anybody else, they would not have had a $450 million fine for a victimless crime. This is what legal experts have to say.
Joining me now to discuss is former U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C. and former Chief Counsel for the Senate Rules Committee, Joe DeGeneva, along with former Chief Counsel for the Senate Intelligence Committee and former Senior Justice Department official, Victoria Tunsing. Welcome to you both and a happy Holy Week. Victoria, what is cutting the outrageous bond amount signal to you, and how is it going to factor, if at all, into the appeal?
Well, Chris, it's still $175 million too much. When you compare it to other things like Bernie Madoff's bond was $10 million. I mean, it is absolutely ridiculous. But it seems like some of the judges in New York said, oh, dear, we are losing some money here. Maybe we better straighten it out. But it's not nearly enough because this was, I mean, it's a baseless trial, a fraud without a victim or a loss. So there it is. It should go poof. And that's what should happen.
There it is. Well, Letitia James responding to the bond ruling in a statement, quote, Donald Trump is still facing accountability for his, quote, staggering fraud, $464 million judgment plus interest against Donald Trump and the other defendants still stands, end quote. Joe, given that there were no victims in this case, as Victoria was saying, shouldn't the bond be zero? And respond to Letitia James, if you would.
I think it should be zero. I think the case should ultimately be dismissed. It's not going to be dismissed right away. But Letitia James made, again, extrajudicial statements out of court, which are prejudicial to the defendant. They influence the proceedings in front of the court. There should be disciplinary proceedings against her by the bar, but there have been none, and there are likely to be none, because the bar in New York has become a disgrace. They rubber stamp this type of unethical, unprofessional behavior. And yet they go after somebody like Rudy Giuliani for making statements in pleadings in court in a legitimate case. This is really disgusting. I think that Letitia James should be disbarred. But believe me, I have no hope that that's going to happen.
Well, that's true. There's a lot of things falling by the wayside, a lot of Americanisms falling by the wayside, and now socialist-dominated New York.
That's Chris Salcedo, host of The Chris Salcedo Show. And in Donald Trump's other New York case involving a payment made to porn star Stormy Daniels, the judge in that case ruled that it will go to trial next month. Back to Chris.
Victoria, in Manhattan, D.A. Alvin Bragg, speaking of which, his case against Trump. The trial date has been pushed back to April 15th. This after U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York turning over, you know, just 100,000 documents. We should remind everybody out there that this case was a misdemeanor that had its statute of limitations run out. And with fairy dust and unicorn poop, Bragg turned it into a federal felony. Lefties are politely calling it novel legal theory. Insane legal experts are calling it complete wacko. What do you think the feds waited so long to drop 100,000 files for?
Because it was information that would have helped Trump. But I don't know why the judge has been so lenient with the failure to turn over 100,000 documents. That's almost impossible to get through and figure out how to use. But here's the thing, Chris. You rightly said that it was a misdemeanor turned into a felony. We really don't know how. We heard from Alvin Bragg, well, maybe federal election law. Well, what business does a state prosecutor have determining federal election law? But here's a really important point. The FEC, the Federal Election Commission, looked at that payment and the statement of legal fees and said, no problem. But guess who did they had a problem with, who put legal fees in for Russia, Russia, Russia? Hillary Rodham Clinton, who got fined over $1,000.
Yep. Well, Joe, I've only got about 45 seconds left, but Stormy Daniels, the porn participant, is releasing a documentary while this so-called case unfolds. Do you think that's a coincidence?
Oh, absolutely not. Everything related to this case is, there are no coincidences in this matter, just like there are no coincidences in Washington. This is an effort on her part to use her participation in the trial to make money. Not unusual for somebody in her profession to use herself to make money. But the bottom line is, it's going to influence the case. It could adversely influence the jury. The judge made a mistake by not continuing the trial further. Having this case on April 15th is an embarrassment to the court. That's not nearly enough time to review the documents. So again, the cavalcade of judicial idiocy continues in New York.
That is Attorney Joe DeGenova, the former U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C., and former Chief Counsel for the Senate Rules Committee on The Chris Salcedo Show, which is 4 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. Check it out. After all of this, the Biden-Harris campaign yesterday issued a statement calling the former president weak and desperate, both as a presidential candidate and as a man. And they say he's pushing voters away. Today, the president, Biden, and vice president are in Raleigh, North Carolina, preaching Bidenomics. I have a good friend that lives in Raleigh. I texted him this morning. He used to work for Fox News Radio in New York. I sent him a text saying, I know you're going to the Biden-Harris campaign event today, right? And his response was, I'd rather be going for a colonoscopy. All right, for more on President Biden and the campaign, here's Greg Kelly.
Joe Biden may be in the White House, but he's still in the basement. Absolutely. I don't know if it's technically downstairs or upstairs, but he is in hiding just like he was in 2020. Remember that? COVID was the big excuse. Joe got to stay in the basement, one or two media appearances max a week, never really on the campaign trail because he was a gaffe-prone machine. Anything could happen. They exploited, to the hilt, COVID. It protected Joe Biden. And the cases against Donald Trump are their protection for Joe Biden. It's like the new basement. The cases against Trump, if you've been watching this show, you know, and I know, that everything that's happening to him is a crime. These are fraudulent prosecutions, no doubt in the world. However, I was a little bit naive because I would seize these cases and read the indictments and just drill down and prove how that's false and how they're railroading him. But I just joined in to the noise. Granted, most of the noise was on the other side disagreeing with me, but altogether, it sounds kind of like this. All right, that's enough. All day long, it's about Trump. Today especially, tomorrow, yesterday, that's it. These criminal cases. And what does that mean for Joe Biden? You know, this should be a referendum on Joe Biden's presidency, but somehow it's not. Joe Biden lost a war in Afghanistan. We all saw it. Is anyone talking about that? This is his legacy. How often is he confronted with new, fresh questions about Afghanistan? Virtually never. How about inflation? We're still in the grips of it. I mean, what? I buy lunch, I eat out. It is insane. I'm making tuna fish sandwiches from home now and peanut butter and jelly. My wife actually makes them. I'm not going to buy lunch out. Nobody is. The Ukraine invasion, everybody knows. 61% of the American people believe that this would not be happening if Donald Trump were still president. And what about the border? That's Joe Biden, all right? That's him. And for every indictment, for every case, for every hearing, for every motion, we're not talking about this. We're not talking about the transgender mess that has been encouraged and embraced by Joe Biden, the sexualization of children. The moment in America has been designed really to protect Joe and hurt Donald Trump. I don't agree with everything that Chris Christie says. Remember Chris Christie? But he kind of nailed it when a few months ago he predicted that Joe Biden could not really sustain a presidential campaign.
Do you see Joe Biden on Air Force One doing 7-8 campaign stops a day at 82 years old? And being effective, can you imagine how many gaffes there are going to be in those speeches? How many mistakes? How many outright falsehoods there'll be? Not because of any other reason, he's just making it up. He is not capable of running a traditional American race.
It's totally right. COVID kept him off the campaign trail in 2020, and now Donald Trump's indictments and these phony cases against him, well, the scrutiny is off of Joe Biden. And, you know, it's quite apparent now that Trump is not going to get convicted in any serious way, at least before the election. And I thought, great, okay, then this has worked to his favor and he's enhanced in the polls. But they still have kind of dirtied him up, right? I mean, if you falsely accuse somebody, you kind of dirty them up. You also rough them up, literally arresting somebody, tie them up, take them off the campaign trail. Even if they don't get a conviction, some of this plan has already worked for them, but it does also look like it's backfiring, doesn't it?
That's the great Greg Kelly, host of Greg Kelly Reports, 9 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. So I started out with Trump Media and Technology, right? That is the company that owns Trump's Truth Social platform that agreed to a deal with Digital World Acquisition to go public. People have been talking about it. It's been in the news for months and months. And after a lot of ups and downs, the Digital World stock went up 35% yesterday. The new combined company with Trump, which went public today under the symbol DJT, as in Donald J. Trump, which is going to be a little confusing because that's also the symbol for Dow Jones Transports, but Trump's stock is trading on the NASDAQ, and it is skyrocketing up about 40% after yesterday's 35% increase. Now, Trump will own more than 75 million shares of the company, so even at $2 a share, that'd be $150 million. But his value is expected to be near $4 billion. He won't be able to sell any of the stake in the company, however, unless the company's board makes some changes to a provision that prevents company insiders from selling shares for 6 months, which is pretty typical in these kinds of deals. Sometimes, more often than not, it's a year or 2 years. Also on the business page today, several CEOs of U.S. companies, including Pfizer and FedEx, have been in China for the China Development Forum, which actually ended yesterday, but some of them were reportedly invited to stay longer and meet with one of the top China leaders, according to Bloomberg. And it is believed that top China leader will be Chinese President Xi. who you may recall met with some of the same CEOs in San Francisco last year. You remember when they cleaned up the streets and pushed the homeless camps out because the president of China was coming to town, but they never did that for the people of San Francisco. And the CEO of Boeing, David Calhoun, says he is going to step down amid all the problems at that company ever since the door blew off of one of their jets in mid-flight. I'm sure you remember that. All right. Follow all the news all day long and all night on Newsmax. It's available on most major cable systems. And make sure you have the new Newsmax Plus app. Go to NewsmaxPlus.com, get signed up. You can get a free trial. It includes all of your favorite shows and hosts, like Rob Schmidt Tonight, Greg Kelly Reports, The Balance with Eric Bolling, Greta Van Susteren, Bianca De La Garza, Carl Higbee, Wake Up America, and more, with fantastic analysis, special programming, documentaries, and more. That's NewsmaxPlus.com. Thank you very much for stopping by and checking out the Newsmax Daily. I appreciate that. I'm Tony Marino. Enjoy the rest of your day. Keep the family of Officer Jonathan Diller in your thoughts and prayers today, as well as the folks in Baltimore or Baltimore, Maryland. And keep on fighting the good fight.
News breaks every minute, every day. You need the app, the Newsmax app. Find it free on your smartphone store. Then watch us anytime, anywhere.